Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Elder Veronica. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, Elder Madison, for your prayer drawing us to a place of victory and hope. Thank you, Edie, for the welcome introduction and the mentioning about the website. I hope everyone has a copy of the website. Make a request. I want to thank everyone leading out. David, thank you. God has called us to worship him. There are many people calling for worship. The devil is host. Atheism are calling for worship. Politicians calling for worship. Money, economy. A matter of fact, so many things. But only one call for worship should be answered, and that is to the life giver. God alone should be worshiped. God alone should be praised. We talked about the presence of God last week, living your life out of the presence of God, living like Moses. Like Moses, we can enjoy the power of God's presence, the power of reflecting God, the power of the effects of coming out of God's presence. People will see and know the difference. And there is another prophet. There are two of the greatest prophets in the Bible they mention next. Who, apart from Christ, two of the greatest prophets, Moses, saw God face to face, and Elijah, who was translated without seeing death. When God translates a person without seeing death, that's an awesome thing. You know, whatever God does is awesome. But when you live on earth and you come out of this world without dying, and you're taken up to heaven as how Jesus was taken up from Mount of Olives, it's an awesome thing. We will talk about Elijah today, and in the theme of stewardship, recognize that stewardship is based on God's abundance. God created abundance. He created abundance for the family of Adam and Eve. We came into abundance, but many times we behave out of scarcity. We act out of scarcity and need rather than remember partnership with God. We belong to God, and if we abide in him continually, we also can share in his abundance. He says we can produce abundance that will make a good, and we will participate in his abundance, his boundless abundance. Today, I want to remind us about Jesus in the gospel. In the gospel, Jesus said, this is what he said. Hear what he said. He said, all authority, all power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. I have all power. And after he said that to his disciples, he said, go to every nation and go and make disciples, go make a difference. When we look at the life of Elijah and Moses, we see why prophets could go. And we can understand how we too can go. You can understand how in spite of seemingly impossible, improbable, seemingly difficult circumstances, seemingly all the discouraging situations that present themselves, we too can go. Father, we bow to look into your words, to look again a little bit at how you use the great prophet Elijah as a steward, and how you use his prayer, is your presence with him to reflect you, and his prayer life to make a difference before a mighty nation led by Ahab and Jezebel. Father, no matter what we face today, you can use us like you use Elijah. Use everyone hearing my voice and bring glory to your name. Convict us, inspire us, transform us. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Kings chapter 17. The text says, Elijah the Tishbite. Tishbe was a pretty unknown place, not the Gilead Valley. Pretty much like they said, Jesus from Nazareth. Who? A king from Nazareth? A lion of the tribe of Judah? No. Elijah. Elijah, not much was known about Elijah except for his appearing on the scene, coming with a mighty presence of God and a mighty power of God. He came and said to Ahab. Ahab was king in Israel, but the real person who was reigning was his wife Jezebel. Jezebel had people worshiping Baal. She had them terrorized. She had them afraid. She had them with misinformation. She had them believe, like the God of Baal, that the rain, the dew, was a result of Baal. The prosperity to agriculture was from Baal and not from God. And so little by little, she was terrorizing, locking up God's prophets, killed quite a few prophets, and she shut down true God religion. She shut down. Can you imagine a politician, a government shutting down God, trying to shut down, silence the witness, the worship of God? Can you imagine? But Elijah shows up. God has an answer for everything. God has an answer for politicians, for nations, for government, for Jezebel, for Baalism. Baalism that was now taken over. The battle between who is God. Today there are many forms of Baalism. Agnosticism. We have evolutionary theories. We have people who believe in themselves more than God. And God knows that people worship themselves instead of God. And so God rebuke us if we put ourselves before him. If anything gets closer to us than God, it might become an idol. And so they worship the idol of Baal. What was the message of Elijah? He came and with great power, he made this prayer. As the Lord God of Israel lives, and we know God is eternal. God has no end nor beginning. But as the God of Israel lives, he says to them, not Baal, as God is God, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew nor rain for these years except by my word. No dew, no rain. Dew was the thing that God initially directed to keep the earth moistured. Rain didn't come until after the flood. Remember that, 2,000 years. Because the dew was enough to keep a perfect earth pretty much nutritioned, nourished. And here Elijah says, not even dew. And sometimes the dew is heavier than other times. Like this morning up here in the Northeast, you step outside, you could see water on the grass. And you know, it wasn't rain, it was dew. No dew, no rain, by the word of the Lord through me. What a mighty man. When you speak your word, what do people see? Last week we learned that when you spend time with God, after you spend time with God, one day, 40 days, like Elijah, when you come up from God's presence, people see that something is special. People understand that you have experienced something. The glory of God is upon you. They know something is different about you. Students know. Teachers know, doctors know, patients know, your neighbors know that something, your husband, your wife know that something is special about you when you spend time with God. Ahab knew something was special about Elijah, and he heard these words. And then God said to Elijah, go away from Ahab. For 3 years, Ahab was searching to find Elijah. Ahab sent different charters to different nations. If you find Elijah, bring him to me. Extradite him, bring him to me. I need Elijah so we could take his life. There was a death threat upon Elijah. But this man could pray. And he lived continually abiding in the presence of God. So he could do what God said. And he could trust in the power of God. He could trust in the promises of God. Verse 2 says he obeyed. He went, go. He went in the power of prayer, in the power of God's presence, in the power of a relationship with God. God said, get away from here and turn east towards the Transjordan to a brook called Kerith. God said, go up to this motel, go to this Airbnb from nearby the tributary that leads to the, that flows into the Jordan River. The Transjordan Motel called Kerith. Go there and let's spend time together. God, who creates heaven and earth, he knows everything. In the book of Acts, God knows where you live. He knows my address. He knows your address. Just like when he sent to that faithful man, Cornelius. Cornelius is worshiping and praying, and he sends an angel to him, and he said, God has seen what you're doing. He's seen your benevolence, your kindness, and your worship. Do you know God knows where you live? He knows what's happening in your home. Just like he could send Elijah to the brook, God knew him and knew where his servant would be safe in the busy world, so that Ahab and Jezebel's army could not find him after he spoke a word that immediately took effect. There was no rain for 3.5 years. The power of prayer, the power of a praying person is the power of a person who walks with God. The power of a praying person is a person who puts God first, who knows that God made heaven and earth. God is in control. At no time God gives control to others. The devil may act like he's taking ground, but he's a loser. He knows he has a short time. What would God say would happen at the brook nearby the motel where Elijah was to find refuge and stay? And it came, and it will be, God said, you shall drink from the brook. You shall drink from the waters of the brook. God knew how to make the waters pure. Throughout the Bible, God has found many ways to make water pure. But God said to Elijah, you're going to drink from this brook. And he drank from the brook each day to sustain his life. I have commanded the ravens. Whom did God command to take care of Elijah? Ravens. Would you want ravens taking care of you? Ravens are prey bird, like crows. They're prey. They eat animals. They eat anything. No matter what carcass is on the ground, they'll pick it up. You cannot trust a raven with anything. They will eat what they have. They're greedy birds. And yet God is choosing ravens. If God can control a raven, wouldn't you allow God to control your life? God designed ravens, a special set of ravens, to feed Elijah, to take food to Elijah. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, verse 5. And he went and stayed by the brook Kerith. The ravens brought bread and meat to him. They brought food to him. Morning and bread and meat in the evening, twice a day. Two times a day can keep you young and strong. Twice a day the Lord fed him and he drank. We serve a great God. God made animals, he made humans, and God gave each one the breath of life. Of course, we were made in his likeness and image, and we have the wisdom. We are the crowning act of God's creation. But we were intended to care for God's creation. God can depend on his creation. Can we depend on God's creation? Are we living in harmony with God so that we can see his movements? God spoke to the raven. Please, God spoke to the raven. Please go take care of my servant. No matter what's going on, no matter what the effects of COVID is, the effects of the psychological effects, the physical effects, the near-death experience, God can take care of you. God can protect you. God can bless you. God will make a way for you. As Reggie sang in his praise, I trust in the Lord. I trust in the Lord. God cares for you, and God cares for me. We serve a mighty God. To trust ravens, only God could trust ravens. Because ravens are some mean kind of birds. And the ravens were faithful. At breakfast time, the ravens showed up. And the prophet took the food from the ravens. Can you see the prophet taking bread and meat from the ravens, saying his prayers and eating it? Can you see the prophet twice a day? This happened for quite a while. I don't know exactly how long, but after a while, verse 7 says, after a while, the brook dried up because there had been no rain. The prophet prayed before Ahab and said, in the name of the Lord, there will be no rain or dew. And immediately it happened. When you pray, is God listening to your prayer like that? Prayer is a solution. Prayer is a reflection of a life wrapped up in God. Prayer is a weapon that Satan is afraid of. Ellen White says, Satan is afraid of the weakest saint who is on their knees because they have the support of two-thirds of the unfallen angels. Satan only has one-third of the fallen angels, demons. There are more with us than they that be with him. And one angel is a mighty angel. One angel destroyed 187,000 soldiers and free and protected the prophet Isaiah back in those great days. Yes, our prayer must make a difference. As stewards of God, we must pray the blessings of God into nations. We must pray the protection of God upon nations. We must pray the reverence of God, the revival, the restoration of God's name. When men and women are worshiping sports, and I'm a sports person, but I don't worship sports. I am talented, but I don't worship my talent. I enjoy God's earth, but I don't worship the earth. I won't worship trees. I'm not a deist or a pantheist. I worship God. Only God is to be truly worshiped. And Elijah was telling Israel, worship the true God. Only God is to be worshiped. People are born to worship, and people always want to worship something. Some worship Babylonian music. Some worship God music. But we should not even worship music. Some worship even the church. The church is not to be worshiped. Only God is to be worshiped. Some worship education. Yes, we serve a great God. And the Lord told Elijah what to do next. His prayer, his mighty prayer represented the will of God, was in harmony with God's will, it was fulfilled. Now the drought hit, the river stopped running. And so God, what did he say to Elijah? And the word of the Lord came to Elijah. What kind of life do we want to live? Here is an option. Live your life abiding continuously in God's presence. So your prayers, you can see your prayers on your job. You can see your prayers in your home. You can see your prayers in your community. You can see your prayers in your school. You can see God's mighty protection happen. You can pray and watch God fulfill what you pray. You can live, you can go in the power of prayer and the power of the name of the Lord like Elijah. You can go according to the will and promises. So Elijah goes on to Zarephath. The Lord says, arise and go to Zarephath. Go further down. Go where the capital of Baalism is. God is an amazing God. He has a sense of humor. Elijah, we must now go to the capital of Baalism. Leave the country. And so he obeys God because God knows all things. God is in charge. Dwell there. God said, dwell there. Live there. Make it your home. And he said, see, look, I have commanded a widow there to take care of you. Tell me that God doesn't have a sense of humor. A widow. You send a prophet and you say now a widow will take care of you. A widow in the nation where there is the most ungodly worship. And yet God still has a widow who knew the Lord. We serve a great God. And so the verse says, he arose and went to Zarephath, verse 10. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called out to her and said, please, may I have a cup of water? And the widow made contact with him, and she looked. Then as she turned away to go and get the water, the prophet said, come back. I am hungry. Make me a cake. Bring me a cake, because I've been coming a long way. I'm really hungry and faint. And the woman said, look, me and my son, we're gathering sticks. We're gathering sticks to go make fire and to bake the last meal. We have in verse 12, she says, we are preparing for our last meal to die and then die. The things are so bad, the famine is bad, that we are preparing to die. What a funny thing to say. You know, she doesn't know where the next income is coming from, doesn't know where the next mortgage money is coming from, don't know where the next job is coming from. Everything is closing in on this widow. And God sends to a widow. But if God can use ravens, he can use you, and he can use a widow. I say, man, how about you? Hallelujah. So the widow is overwhelmed when Elijah says, look, I need a morsel of bread and bring it to me first. Elijah used the word first, which means first in rank, first in place, first, foremost, before anything else, first. First belongs to God, but he was representing God. He said, bring me first, make a cake for me first, and then after that for yourself and others. For thus said the Lord. Again, he prays the blessings. He speaks with the prayer and the blessings of God. The bin of flour shall not be used up, nor the jar of oil will never run dry until it rains again. What a mighty man of God. Your solution. What is the solution from this lesson today? Position yourself in the presence of God. Go in the power of God. Go in the power of his name. May your prayers learn to be in the will of God. If you learn to pray in the will of God, you can do like Elijah. You can do like Elijah in these last days. You can pray and help people to find solutions who have been depressed from this COVID. People to find, you can pray and align people with God's solutions. As the preacher prayed today earlier on in the intercessory prayer, he talked about thanksgiving for the science and the medicine, which is working good. It's 99% working good. The differences and nuances has to do with certain personalities, but it has nothing to do really with the failure of the medication. For every human body is different. Everybody is set up a little different. Portion of medicine that may help me might hurt you. And this is a reality. We have to, the doses are sometimes generic and not always exact matches. But back to this amazing story. The widow goes, prepares a cake and comes and brings it to the preacher. And then she fixes four children and she goes back the next morning and she finds there is more. And her oil never failed for the rest of the 3.5 years, nor did her meal fail. The widow provided a home in her house for the prophet. Her house was blessed abundantly because of the presence of the prophet and the presence of the Lord. I have good news for you today. No matter what your situation is, like that of a widow or that of the ravens, listen for God. God is your creator. He made you. You did not make yourself. Listen for God. Let God have a hold upon your life. There are some lessons we can learn from stewardship. The first lesson is put God first. Put God first. Spend more time in the presence of God like Moses. Like Moses, God allows you to spend more time with him. When you spend more time with God, and increase that time with God. That abiding continually makes you enjoy God's abundance and bring you power. It brings you power to your words. Your words will be aligned with God's word. Power for you to live in a joy, hope. It increases your faith in the promises of God. And there's always a way when there seems to be no way. There is always a way when there seems to be no way. Even when it seems that all heaven will break loose, all hell to say break loose, there is a way out because God promises that he will care for you. When you put God first, God says he will care for you. When you're living in God's presence, you will not worry. God will take care of you. He will provide for you. He has power over the devil, power over demons. He has power to keep and sustain you. If he could use a raven, if he could use a water from the brook, if he could use a widow to take care of his servant for all that time and nourish him, God can use you. God will use you. Is a mighty, mighty God. I love God because God has wellness for you. He has healing for you. He has economic recovery for you. He has emotional healing blessings for you. He has physical blessings for you. I want you to recognize that no matter what's going on, like Elijah, God can use you. God can use you. He can give you strength. He will help you. He will enable you. I want you to know the God of Elijah will not fail. He has never failed. He's the same God of Moses. He's the same God of Abraham. And he's your father's God, your grandparents' God. He's your God. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and put God first. Jesus said when he was preaching in the gospel, Sermon on the Mount, he said, seek first, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek him first and all righteousness and everything will be added unto you. Claim that promise today. Seek God first like Elijah. And all the kingdom, you'll be a part of God's kingdom. You will not just be living like a person walking dead. You won't be living spiritually dead. God is near, but you can't see him. You can't feel him. You'll be enjoying God's abundant presence. It is God's word. Look up. Look around you. God has a special life for you to live, a special blessing for me and you to live. Put God first. Put God first like the Macedonians. The Macedonians were the poorest group, but the Apostle Paul could depend on them for giving the biggest offering. They were faithful because the Bible said they put God first. 2 Corinthians 8:5, they gave themselves to God first, the text says, and then they gave themselves to us. And God bestowed his grace abundant among them. Yes, God created this world and provided abundance for Adam and Eve. And God has abundance for you. God will take care of you. Do not worry about yourself. Do the right things. You can be healthier. You can be happier. You can be healthier physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You can overcome all that the devil throws at you. All that he throws at you, but you must have the power of the presence of God like Elijah, the power of communion with God like Elijah. That when you pray, God will hear you from heaven, hear you on earth, and he will guide you step by step by step. I am thankful that we can serve a God like Elijah. I'm thankful we can serve a God, the God of Elijah. I'm thankful we can serve this God who is battle-tested. He's the eternal God. I'm thankful that his word, his logos, means something. When he speaks, his word will not return empty. May his word take effect in your life and my life, that we'll trust him more, that we'll know he will care for us. And he has 1,000 ways to take care of you that you are not aware of. May God's blessings be upon you. May God convict you so you will be one of those like Elijah that will call this world from Baalism, from paganism, from heathenism, from evolutionary thoughts, from agnosticism. May God help you to call this world to the true worship of God, the true worship of God. John the Baptist was considered Elijah restored. The end, in the second coming of Christ, I say the second coming of Christ will not happen until the coming of Elijah again. In certain Jewish community, a table is left out, a place is left at the table always expecting Elijah to return because of the power of this man's word and his life with God. Oh, God, give me such a life. Oh God, give you such a life of power that you can whip the devil, you can beat demons, you can have the boundless freedom to live out your career, live out your talents for the glory of God, and make a difference anywhere in the world, in any city you live, no matter what violence, no matter what the pandemic of violence is, the pandemic of misinformation, your experience will be covered by the glory of God, of an abiding in the Lord. Bow your heads with me as and open your heart to hear the song of appeal at this time.